On Misericordia University Week, interactions with those we dislike or ignore could have important ramifications for the future. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Alicia Nordstrom, Professor of Psychology, details how one project is doing just that.
Why do we hate and fear people that we have never even met? Like the fans of a rival sports team, or the person walking towards you down the street. Our brains evaluate others so quickly that stereotypes cloud our judgment before we even realize it. As a psychology professor, I developed a class assignment called the Voices Project to reduce stereotypes and prejudice in my students by having them interview a person from a social group that they disliked and write a memoir about the life of their interviewee. My students were not thrilled about this, but they returned to class after their interviews and said, "That was just a regular person," which is exactly what we all are, just regular people. I worked with an interdisciplinary team of faculty, and we used these stories to create a staged reading program that was performed to the campus and community. These stories, written by first-year students, became a social justice mouthpiece for ignored, misunderstood, and stigmatized groups. I did this project again with a focus on physical disability, and most recently on mental health. Both times, the stories were filmed as documentaries and aired on our local PBS channel. The mental health version was also performed in New York City as part of the Broadway Bound Theater Festival. As a researcher, I collected data that showed that the Voices Project reduced racist attitudes in my students and reduced the stigma of mental health in the audience members who watch the shows. So, go talk to someone new, somebody you don't know, and maybe even that you don't like. One conversation can change your mind.
That was Alicia Nordstrom of Misericordia University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.